This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Whenever you think of a sexual offender or a pedophile, you often picture men, right? Fathers, pervy uncles, or the creepy fuck that lives alone and just looks like he fondles kids. You don't typically think of the female predator, the female pedophile, grown women who molest and rape little boys or even little girls. They're fascinating, right? Mysterious and intriguing. Like, it's easy to imagine what triggers a man to sexually offend a child. I mean, just look at mainstream porn. There's tons of barely legal, tight, young teen porn. Daddy, daughter, little girl. A man's cock wants the tightest fuckholes. And little girls are just so fucking cute. Developing bodies, tweens, preteens. Like, you can get inside of the mind of a male predator. But a woman? I mean, I can say as a grown adult woman, I wouldn't be manhandled, stretched, stuffed by cock, dominated in the bedroom by big, fat cock. I'm even turned on by woman, grown woman, curvaceous, mature woman with sexual hunger, appetites, wet and eager pussy, round breast, experienced. But there's actual real women who do the complete opposite, corrupt the innocent, become so sexually attracted to children that they cross the line, molesting and or raping such underage, underdeveloped bodies. I mean, the inner mind and motivation of a female pedophile is wildly fascinating, curious, and dare I say, even more taboo than a man sexually abusing a child. And what's even more intriguing, there's probably so many more out there that we don't even know about. Like children that never tell, because typically women, even when they're doing vile and depraved things like molesting and raping children, are still maybe soft and maternal, non-threatening. Or even the underage male doesn't find it threatening, but like horny for his rapist. Some might even say, what a lucky kid. So let's unpack the female predator, the female pedophile, a woman that is a sexual offender, sexually offending children. I'm sure we can all imagine the stereotypical, if you will, and appropriate female teacher and student relationship. So many stories, so many news stories out there about high school teachers that, for whatever reason, had a sexual relationship with their student, their young teen, or even older teen. Sure, it's not super taboo. That's still taboo. I mean, adults are not supposed to have sex with teenagers, even. Teachers are supposed to be trusted. I mean, parents send their children to school expecting that their child isn't going to be lured into some sexual relationship, even when they're in high school. And we can kind of get into the mind of a high school teacher that, for whatever reason, just becomes so curious or even gets flirted with by a strapping young man, their student, a high school student. And maybe she's married, and the handsome little 16-year-old, the jock, you know, makes sexual, flirtatious advances at her, and it makes her feel naughty, wanted, and he's handsome. Like, we can get into that mind. But this particular story that I read, and yes, I did read a lot of news articles before I recorded. So these, if I'm not thinking about their minds, if I'm telling a story, it's a real story. Like this one story of a high school teacher who got in trouble for having an inappropriate relationship with her female student who was 14 years old. They had developed some kind of flirtatious friendship, exchanged photos of each other. The girl even reported that her teacher in class one day placed a sticker between the child's legs secretly in the classroom. The teacher asking her to be her secret girlfriend. And then pulled her into her classroom after school when no one was around and kissed her. A grown woman kissing a 14-year-old girl. What led that woman to do that? Was it perhaps her tween body that is just developed, that she looks so young and sexy? I mean, you got to think that this teacher must have definitely been at home at night rubbing her lesbian pedophile pussy to that 14-year-old. And they did exchange nude photos. So a teacher in her room at night, her bedroom, fingering herself to such a tight, supple young body. And it seemed like she was low-key grooming her, gaining her trust, asking to be girlfriends and girlfriend. Or I read this one story about a teacher who was very big into educating her young high school students, helping kids understand consent, and then was charged with raping a 14-year-old boy. So obviously, teaching her young, impressionable students that no means no, yes means yes, perhaps even age of consent, but then ignored it herself. Maybe even thought that the 14-year-old boy might would say, well, you know, my teacher's safe. She teaches me about sexual consent. She must not be that bad. And what inspired that woman to want to fuck a 14-year-old boy? Not even 16 or 17, 14. Just hit puberty. Doesn't have a fully developed cock. What was going through her mind? I really think that when it comes to teenagers that are below the age of 15, it has to be the taboo of it that motivates them. Maybe a little corruption, like they want to corrupt such a young boy. Maybe she's curious about if that boy's cum, a 14-year-old boy's cum, is sweeter than a man's cum. And now to pull it even more taboo, you've got middle school teachers, middle school grown adult female teachers that can't help it. Perhaps they're in the classroom all day, every day, looking at young tween bodies, boys and girls, curious about the changes happening between their legs. That female teacher being so teased by those bodies that she's around all day. I mean, there was one story that's very, very intriguing. A 42-year-old woman, married, also a mother of two, that taught middle school and had a relationship with her 11-year-old student, a boy. They would fuck in her vehicle. The 11-year-old would sneak out of his house to go fuck his teacher. They would even text and flirt. And this woman even gifted him a bracelet with an inscription. Letters, like an acronym, standing for something to do with friends with benefits. And when she was confronted about the relationship, she claimed she was only comforting him. So that leads me to believe that this mother actually does have some kind of fucked up mommy fantasy. Or maybe this 11-year-old boy was just so sexy to her that she had to have him. 11 years old, not even pubescent. I mean, how did they have sex? Did she ride him? Did she suck his little kitty cock? Does she swallow his little boy sperm? Surely that 11-year-old didn't fill and stretch her. And that's what's so fascinating. I can't imagine she gets much manual, like physical satisfaction so it must all be mental for her. Knowing that she's sucking 11-year-old cock, knowing that she's raping a child, and the steps leading up to her giving in to the desire for this 11-year-old boy. Was she curious about his little cock? Was it just so she could sexually dominate him because he's young, immature, inexperienced? It's really mind-blowing to think about a 42-year-old married woman, a mother, having a sexual relationship with an 11-year-old boy. And then we can go even more taboo, can't we? Elementary school teachers being around such innocence all day. And little kids are blindly devoted to their teachers. Moldable, easily corrupted. Does a pedophile elementary school teacher get triggered by watching her students, her young preteen students, play on the playground, bend over in the classroom to grab a pencil that dropped on the floor? Are these things triggering? Does she go home and rub her pedo pussy to one of her students that caught her eye? A young boy with a darling little face, such a flat, tight little body. Or maybe one of her female students, and maybe she caught a glimpse of that student's little panties. She was wearing a dress to school that day and spread her legs a little bit too wide. And the teacher caught a glance in the shape of that child pussy. And then she becomes obsessed, wondering what that little tiny pussy looks like, wondering what each of her male students, what their little cocks must look like. Do they get super stiff? Do they come? Wondering what their cute, adorable little asses look like spread. I read one story where an elementary school teacher had more than one male student that she had a sexual relationship with. The teacher would exchange her handle, like to play video games. I don't know what that's called, but she'd play video games with the young boys from ages 8 to 13. And that was her in. That was the way she gained even more trust. And then she'd rape and molest them. More than one. 8 years old to 13 years old. Obviously, a female pedophile. A female pedophile rapist who raped more than one preteen boy. Obviously, she was addicted, enraptured by child sex and child rape, because she didn't do it just one time, multiple times. And the news is always flooded with stories of female teachers and children. It's a little humorous that each one must think that they'll get away with it. But the arousing piece of it is that they cannot resist. They're so turned on. Their pedo pussies are so wet and aroused for an underage child that they think they'll get away with it. They talk themselves into it. And then, of course, we've got the pervy female family members. You know, like, there's plenty of pervy uncles. It's the kind of humorous, stereotypical pervy joke. The thing about everyone has that pervy uncle. But there's aunts, cousins, grandmothers, mothers that sexually offend, committing incest, rape on boys and girls in their own family. Maybe an aunt that sees her little niece every family birthday party or holiday, watching her little niece develop over the years, becoming so consumed with her changing underage body, fantasizing about what it'd be like to molest her own niece, or a mother that looks at her son over the years, even giving him a bath, watching his cute little child cock in the bathtub, watching his sweet little hairless body glistening from being wet in the bathtub, pulling his little superhero undies on, admiring the tiny little bulge, just fantasizing and almost obsessing over what it'd be like to touch it, to make it hard with her own hand. And then that not being enough for her, all those nights secretly fingering and fucking her pussy to thoughts of her son. Her becoming so obsessed that she finally takes her own son, maybe grooms him a little, uses her power over her son to molest and rape him. Some fucked up version of love, sexually loving your own son. I came across one story that was very interesting. There was a couple, a man and a woman, that sounded like their niece, one of their nieces, either lived or stayed at their home often. And one night, their 11-year-old niece went to the bathroom in the middle of the night and stumbled upon the couple fucking. And nothing happened. The girl just caught them and probably ran off confused and embarrassed. But what happened after that is the couple forced that 11-year-old girl to watch them have sex, inviting her in every night, forcing her to take videos of them fucking. The woman having the little niece take pictures of her nude with her own sex toys. So an 11-year-old standing there taking pictures of her aunt nude stuffing dildos inside of her. So it's apparent to me that this couple were maybe surprised how turned on they got whenever that 11-year-old niece caught them fucking. Maybe they both came the fucking hardest they've ever came in their life. The aunt getting so extremely wet, having her niece see her being a slut for her man. So much so that they talked themselves into, let's fuck in front of our 11-year-old niece. Let me show my niece how really fucking slutty I am by posing nude for her, forcing her to take pictures of me with my legs spread. Maybe she even thought, maybe I'll teach my little niece how to be a woman, a real slutty woman. These women fascinate me, though, because I like to imagine that they weren't initially pedophilic, but they got around their niece or their nephew, and it just popped into their head how fucking hot their little niece or nephew was. Like the auntie pedophile at a kid's birthday party in the summer. Her little niece running around in a little bikini that rides up her cute little bubble butt. Or when she gets out of the pool, she can see that fabric of the bathing suit clinging to that little camel toe. Or even that little tiny developing chest. Wondering what her own niece's little developing buds, tits look like. Or an older cousin, an older adult female cousin at a family reunion, looking around, watching the cute little cousins of hers, maybe a few preteen boys, 9 to 10 years old. And she starts letting her mind wander. How cute they look. How sexy it might be to teach such innocent little boys a few things like what adult tits look like. Or what it's like to get a hand job from an older, experienced woman. And when speaking of female predators, can't forget the babysitters. The babysitter world has to be rampant with female pedos. Maybe that's the reason they go into the field. Maybe many of them probably don't even think that's what they are. They've never even thought about children that way, but they end up babysitting the same kid, boy or girl, for years. And they develop curious feelings of attachment to them. Like almost parental, but not. And eventually, after years of helping them get into pajamas, doing their laundry, handling their cute little underwear, how adorable those little Minecraft undies look, or how precious those Disney princess panties look in their hands, they just can't help themselves. They maybe find that child popping up into their minds when they're having their nightly masturbation, rubbing their pussies, trying to fight off the thought of that child, but they can't help it. I wonder how many babysitters are out there that never do anything. But in their mind, they're doing all the things. Having to come home from babysitting to rub one out. Maybe there's a babysitter out there that caught their little 10-year-old kid that they were babysitting get a boner from looking at her and gave her confusing feelings, like thinking it was so fucking cute how shy he was. But she also can't help but wonder what it looks like all bare. What does kitty cock taste like? Or maybe there's a babysitter out there that helped an 8-year-old get undressed, put on her pajamas, got a quick glimpse of her naked little underdeveloped body, and she just got that twitch between her legs, looking at her nude little body. Or maybe gave a little 4-year-old a bath one night, and she just can't get the image of that naked, wet little body out of her mind. Or how wonderful it would be to rub that little cutie down with some soap and water, really paying attention to her naughty parts, her cute little 4-year-old ass, her flat chest, and that adorable, tiny, bald pussy. And every time they babysit these kids, their mind is fucked. They think, I could touch him or her. I could do it, and they wouldn't tell anyone. What if I just did it? What if I crossed the line? But the one sure thing that happens is after babysitting or when the kid goes to sleep, they have the most hard, intense, earth-shattering orgasm over a kid, coming to the thought of riding a child's little face, forcing a little boy to put his tiny little kitty cock inside of her. How amazing it would be to come around a child's little cock, or coming to the idea and thought of what that little kitty pussy must taste like, what it would be like to rub her little kitty pussy against her own pedo pussy, like two scissoring lesbians. I read one story that really intrigued me because this woman obviously got off on the power of raping and molesting little boys. There were two brothers between the age of 4 and 5, and she would punish them by sodomizing them. Sodomizing them with the kitchen wooden spoon. Like if they misbehave, she would rape them. But she also molested them in the bathtub. And this particular woman got off on the power, on the sick and twisted sexual abuse of such young boys. And there was another very interesting one. A 30-something-year-old woman who molested a 4-year-old little girl. She was found to give the little 4-year-old a bath even though she was clean. She would touch and fondle her delicate little four-year-old body and tell her that if she told her parents, she would spank her. And she obviously couldn't deny that she was attracted to a four-year-old little body. Maybe even thinking the young girl was dumb enough to never say a word. And then, last and definitely not least, are the ones who just can't help themselves. The woman, actual woman, who don't even have a man that maybe corrupts them into child porn. Women that seek it out alone, all on their own, collecting and watching child porn on a regular basis. It's maybe the only way they can get off. And then they go to work at school or at daycare, or they babysit their niece and nephew, or they're in the grocery store in a public park and get turned on and soaking wet, hearing all the sounds of kids playing, reminding them of the nasty child porn that they love. And they're sick and twisted, and if they're smart, they keep it bottled inside. But with no doubt, they are child porn junkies. Full-on pedophile women who are attracted to kids and have admitted as much to themselves. Self-identified, kiddie porn-loving pedo woman. You know, they have to be out there. And it's not, I mean, they probably get turned on by seeing men with children. But it's more about the love, the sick and twisted love of children. And they're just like you, just sexually attracted to the taboo nature of child sex and child rape. Maybe they're even a mother. They dress their young kids every day, bathe their kids every day, checking out their own flesh and blood. Never have molested or raped them, but they sure do fucking stare like a fucking pervert. That mother knowing every inch of her daughter's body, knowing exactly what her little boy's child cock looks like hard, because she notices it in the bathtub when she bathes him like any other mother would. Boys get little erections in the bathtub, some can't help it. But they never do anything. They never would. But you can sure as fuck believe that every orgasm they have is thinking about either their child or the child they see on the kiddie porn they've collected. Or maybe there's a teacher out there, an elementary school teacher, hanging out with cute little kids all fucking day. Maybe even a kindergarten teacher. They adore and love being around those children. They even have a few favorites. And they actually develop a little crush internally, never really acting upon it, ever. I never really think about that. but they do fantasize about it. Like maybe her little blonde kindergarten cutie with full little girl lips and the cutest little round butt. And that teacher fantasizes about just grabbing her and making out with her. Maybe she even has an encrypted folder at home of a young little non-nude girl that looks just like her little student. And every day she comes home and rubs one out, thinking about that one little girl, thinking about making out with her, caressing her tiny little five-year-old body, caressing her flat chest, molesting her bald little underage pussy under those panties, never feeling guilty, always getting off to those non-nude photos of little girls in bikinis and skimpy clothes, always coming back. Not denying internally that she fucking loves looking at little cuties. And they make her come the hardest. The female pedophile is like a unicorn, isn't she? Because she's just like you. She may have sick and twisted, dark, child rape fantasies, not even involving a man. Or she may just want to fondle that little boy in her life just as much as you wish you could fondle a little cutie. And she may look at Instagram the same way you do. But the interesting part about some of these female pedophiles is they don't need a man in the picture, in the fantasy, or even when they cross the line. It's just them and a child, a perverted grown adult woman that's obsessed with corrupting underage cuties. Gets off on it, maybe even more than you.